Ray. People will come, Ray.
They'll come to Iowa, for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door, as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. But it is money they have, and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines. Where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
It's Omelet Radio. We're here on a very special podcast, and I'm glad to be introducing my guest that we're going to talk to. Is my old baseball buddy Aiden is here. Aiden, good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Happy opening day to you, sir. And your dad, Steve, is here. My great friends, Steve and Aiden, who I've had on the radio show before when we did the other baseball shows, right? You come in to talk Tigers?
Yeah.
And how many times have we done that?
This is the second.
This is the second time?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like I can't get rid of you. Aiden is now, how old now?
11.
You're 11 now? Because I think it was 10 when you were on the radio show. But anyway, this is kind of weird, right? We're in my house, but yet it's a radio station, sort of. But it's the opening day special, man. You know, the Tigers are starting. And when people get this, right now it's a beautiful day on Sunday, and it's like 60, 65 degrees outside. It's perfect. I've got shorts on. Baseball actually starts around Major League Baseball today. And I think the first game at 1 o'clock is the Yankees in Tampa Bay, and then at 4 o'clock it's San Francisco, Arizona, at Arizona, and then the Cubs tonight at St. Louis. I can't wait till the Cubs get back to Wrigley so they get their rings and they hoist the flag. That's going to be cool.
Can you imagine what those tickets are going to go for?
Oh, my God.
I can't. Because
they won
imagine.
On the road. They won in Cleveland for Game 7.
Yeah, exactly. So the first game back after winning the title, I can't even imagine the atmosphere and cost to go to that game.
That's got to be later this week, I would imagine, right? They're not going to stay away from two series.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
The Tigers start on the road. We start today, as people will get this on Monday. So the opening day, there was only three games around the league yesterday, Sunday, which is really today. But anyway, Tigers start on the road. It's a 4-10 start in Chicago. They're playing the White Sox, which we just reobtained Alex Avila back from the White Sox, which they traded him away, and his father's general manager, which is weird.
It was a weird thing. I think he was a free agent, actually, and they had McCann, a young catcher, and they had they have Halliday at the time still.
Yeah, McCann.
So they just kind of didn't have room.
We just got Halliday this year.
Okay, but back. They just didn't have room for him, and he was becoming a pricey backup, and it just didn't work.
They had three catchers in spring training, and one of them had to get the hook, right?
Yeah. So they're only going to keep, they only kept two, Avila and McCann as the primary catchers now.
I think McCann's going to get most of the starts, and Avila will be the backup because he's not a spring chicken anymore, right?
No,
he's a little older.
He's older, and he struggled in his last season with the Tigers and especially with the White Sox.
Oh, so Alex Avila was never a great hitter. He's a great catcher.
Yeah.
I think he calls a great game. Like, I think Verlander might come back to a certain degree, you know, because he had a couple of off years or whatever that was last year. He just came on strong towards the end, but he had really, like, in the last couple of years, Verlander hasn't been himself.
No, he was good last year, but the years before that, he was off, and part of that, you know, you got to think of how many
Kate Upton
that guy. Yeah. Yeah, that can't help.
That could be a distraction.
That's a distraction. But think about how many innings that guy pitched. I mean, he was going eight, 9 innings deep, never missed a game. They made multiple deep playoff World Series runs, and he was the horse through that. I think he flat pitched too much. And
that is quite possible. He pitched a lot well into the ninth inning. And a lot of that, I think, was to blame as we didn't have the middle relief. We didn't have any closers. So it's like, man,
we still
got to take a chance. What's that?
We still don't.
We still don't, right? We got a problem in middle relief. And so, now Sanchez
is
going to be put in the bullpen. He lost his starting rotation, which is really weird.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising. I thought that Norris would start out in the bullpen.
This is how our rotation's going. Today, opening day in Chicago, will be Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Zimmerman gets the number two spot. And then it's Daniel Norris. And then we've got Fulmer, who was the AL Rookie of the Year last year. Yeah.
And then we've home start.
And then we've got Matt Boyd, right? Fulmer will get the home opener on Friday. We'll play today, Monday. It's really Sunday. And then tomorrow we'll be off, and then two more games in Chicago, and then Boston Red Sox back here Friday afternoon at Comerica.
Yeah, that'll be tough. The Red Sox are really good.
Yeah, and we might see an old name like Rick Porcello or something, or we could see what's the other dude that was Price.
Price. I don't know. He is like day-to-day injury. I don't know if he's going to miss his first start.
Yeah, isn't that weird? J.D. Martinez is starting on the disabled list for the Tigers.
Yeah,
and
I was
also
Cabrera
has like kind of some back spasms going on right now.
Yep.
Maybe you should lay off on the Twinkies on the off
season. Yeah, I think we all know Miggy could stand to lose a few pounds.
Sure. But anyway, that's the situation. Will Brad Ausmus keep his job? Will they make a run? All the experts are calling for Cleveland to win the Central, but the Tigers to come in a close second. In fact, a lot of the experts are picking them to get a wild card. But before 162 games, But I tell you, with the amount of talent, I mean, and I mean Cabrera, probably the best hitter of our time, and Justin Verlander, and Zimmerman's really going to step it up. He's, you know, when he came on the scene, Zimmerman, when he was with the Washington Nationals, he was like the best, you know, he was the biggest everybody was like, whoa, this Zimmerman guy is going to be a game changer in the league. Yeah. And he started off that way. He was on fire. He was like a 20-game winner. And lately, he's just been.
Yeah, he was.
He had groin trouble last season.
He had what?
He had groin issues last season, and that's what kept him out for part of it. He was solid when he was in, but then he got injured, and it all kind of started to crumble.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Is it seemed like he was right there as one of the best pitchers in the league.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then he got hurt, and he was. I don't know if he came back too early. He was never the same, though.
Well, you know, the National League is more of a pitcher's league.
Yeah,
absolutely. And people are hitting it out, and there's small ballparks in the American League, and it's, you know, got the DH. So you're facing the Cabrera followed by the Martinez. I mean, thank God he doesn't have to face that. But, you know, when we're healthy, it'll be Cabrera, Martinez, and then another Martinez. We'll have J.D. back.
Yeah, if you look at the top, the Tigers
it's
are
a 4-5-6, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, the Tigers are a little top heavy because you'll have Ian Kinsler leading off.
Yeah. My favorite player.
Who gets on great. And then it sounds like they're going to bat Nick Castellanos second this year. He's been hitting second all spring. He lobbied the Tigers to hit second. That's where he wants to hit.
Interesting.
He came in wanting that, worked for it, and it sounds like he earned the second spot in the lineup.
He does need to work on speed, though.
As long as he gets on base and then let Miggy, Victor, and JD do the rest. And then you'll have Justin Upton after that.
Ouch. You know what? I'm pulling a leg muscle here just sitting down. I did some yard work yesterday, and I'm still sore. What are the Yankees are doing something interesting. And you'll see them this afternoon, Sunday, or the game yesterday, as we should say.
Yeah.
That's so confusing when you say that to people. But I'm going to put this out early in the morning on Monday, so people are thinking today. The Yankees are their fastest, best hitter. They're batting second. They're going to do. They're going to try something different with their leadoff hitter and actually do them second.
Wow, that is.
Which is interesting.
I'd be curious to see how it goes.
Who is our center fielder? Who's the fast guy in center? Jacoby Jones. He's awesome.
But he's going to share it with Romine, it sounds like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Romine's a great utility player. You could pretty much put him anywhere.
But he's not a starter.
But, I mean, I need that center fielder to be fast. Like, we used to have Curtis Granderson years ago.
And Austin Jackson.
And then Austin Jackson, who was awesome. I loved him. And so
we had Maben last year who was good. And then I don't know if it sounded like it was salary issues. They traded him to the Angels for pretty much nothing. They got a prospect pitcher that's in like single A ball back there. I think they were just cutting salary, and that's why they got rid of Maben to the Angels. And now, you've got Jacoby Jones.
Where's he going to hit in the lineup? Is he going to be like seventh or
Jacoby Jones?
Yeah.
From what I saw yesterday. I think so.
Because Ian Kinsler is a scrapper, but I mean, he's not as fast as Jacoby Jones.
No.
I like the leadoff hitters to be fast.
Yeah, I think Jacoby Jones will probably hit seventh.
Say get Castellanos out of there.
I can't believe he's hitting second.
Neither.
I got to believe that's somewhat of a short leash on that.
Yeah.
Because he's been fairly inconsistent throughout the whole beginning of his career. And second is a lot of responsibility in this lineup.
It's a lot.
So
you could go into the beefy part of your lineup with two outs, and you don't want that to happen. Kinsler's those guys have a high chance of sacrifice fly.
Yeah, and that's just it. So Kinsler does a great job of leading off and getting on. But then if you
smart base runner too.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's just it. If you got Castellanos coming up hitting into double plays, and then Miggy's coming up with nobody on, that's not going to fly for very long.
Well, Castellanos was solid last season. He was hitting probably 18 homers, I think he finished with, but he stopped in August because he got injured.
Yeah, broke his hand.
Yeah, he broke his hand.
The game we were at.
Yeah, we were at that game. He got hit by a pitch.
JD Martinez is starting on he's got an ankle issue.
Something happened in his foot I think it was in spring training game.
Yeah, I think it was a fall ball went right down. You know how that happens?
They have him on the 10-day DL to start, so probably he's probably going to miss like 2 weeks.
Right.
Well, what I saw yesterday was he's eligible to come off on April 9th, but they're not very optimistic that, he'll be able to. They're saying 3 to 4 weeks.
Don't rush him back.
Yeah, they're saying he's going to need 3 to 4 weeks. They only put him on the 10-day, I think, in case he heals fast and they can bring him back. And
yeah.
But yeah, he's going to be out a few weeks to start the season.
Well, they probably want to make sure he's ready and make sure he's all healed completely, because he's a pretty big player on our lineup.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, there could be a few players that are looking at they're going to be big money players after next season. Like J.D. Martinez is a prime example of that. And so is Fulmer. Fulmer's going to be big money, especially if he has a good year. So, a couple of these guys are going to be priced out of the Tigers.
That's the thing. The Tigers have always been willing to spend money. But, yeah, we're going to have a lot of expensive players. And, you can't discount the fact that Mike Ilitch died. So his son is taking over the team. He says he's going to do it the same way and have the same philosophy and stuff, but that does leave some question marks on how they will handle it.
I think we're still paying for Prince Fielder down there in Texas all these years later. I mean, oof.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
Hey, I got to say, though, I can't believe it. Aiden was right. Castellanos had 18 home runs last season.
Look at this kid.
This kid,
the baseball kid, 11 years old. He's got his Tigers gear on. We're all got our Tigers stuff on. And it's opening day. I got to say that, I love doing this themed show. I do it every year. Just talk about baseball. Just talk about the optimism that you have. But there's something that I've always, shared the story. Like, I'll never forget it. It moved me so much when I went to my first major league ball game with my father. And it was Fenway Park. I was 11 years old. I was your age, Aiden. And I went, and it was a night game. It was against the Baltimore Orioles. I think Jim Palmer was pitching.
Wow. You're showing your age a little bit.
He was on the team, all these guys. And I'll never forget walking through that tunnel, man, and seeing the way the lights were hitting the grass and the players with their whiter than white starched, and they're big dudes, and they're just throwing it like on a line, 90 feet. They're just throwing it with no effort. And it's just like, boom, there's no arc to these, it's just like,
it's incredible. Yeah.
It's awesome. And you see the perfectly groomed field and the perfect, landscaped lawn and the chalk lines and the, these big men that just, muscly dudes, fast guys, Major League Baseball, thousands, tens of thousands of people gathered and sitting close to the field. If you've ever go to Fenway Park, I mean, it's like you're involved in the game. If you're a few rows back, you're looking at the whites of their eyes. I mean, they're just people walking around. It's, really amazing. So I just think about that, and I actually I went down to get an autograph from number 11. He was playing first base for the Red Sox at the time. His name was Dave Stapleton, and he never became a big player or anything. But this is the time of Jim Rice on the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. There was Fred Lynn, Carl Yastrzemski. We're all in the outfield. I forget who was the catcher, but it was Dennis Eckersley could have been on the mound at the time. Yeah. Butch Hobson, Rick Burleson, Jerry Remy was playing second at the time. I mean, this is not the most successful Red Sox.
Well, some fun players, though.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Fred Lynn was kind of a lead. Jim Rice is a big home run hitter, And the Green Monster there in left field is pretty incredible. Aiden, you must have been down to Comerica Park, right?
Yeah, three times, I think. Three or four times I've been to Comerica.
Day games, or have you gone a night, or what?
So I've been to one day game, and that was in L.A. I saw the Tigers play the Angels.
Oh, we happened so you to be down to
there for Yeah, we happened to be down there for a wedding when the Tigers were in L.A.
Wow, I think I remember when you guys did that, yeah.
And the Tigers lost, but that was fun.
Was the stadium? That's a huge stadium, right? Or is it one of those new ones that are kind of designed?
It's like
Comerica Park is a new park, but it's designed kind of small, like the old
Yeah, no, style. This has been around a little while, I'm pretty sure. The stadium was okay.
Yeah, right? It wasn't anything.
It wasn't anything special. It wasn't super
generic.
Yeah,
it was. It was kind of in a weird area.
You should have went to Dodger Stadium. That's a legend.
Yeah, that would have been fun. The thing was, we were out there and the Tigers were playing. We're like, how can we not do this? It was just like it was meant to be that we had to go.
So that's exciting. So you've been to a couple of different major league ballparks.
My first professional game was a spring training game in Florida. We went down to Disney World and saw the Tigers play one day.
In Lakeland?
Yeah.
You went to the Tigers' home?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Saw them play. I forgot who we saw them play.
They were playing the Braves.
The Braves, yeah.
Yep, I've been to spring training. I saw the Red Sox and the Twins. I lived in Fort Myers for a couple of months, and I got to live there through spring training. And I got a couple media passes, so I was up in the booth with the guys from the Boston Globe, and I see Dan Shaughnessy walking around. And spring training there, that is pretty awesome because it's like doesn't mean anything. Everybody's in their shorts. They're not even paying attention to the game. People are just outside.
Yeah, spring training, it's very unique. It's a lot
inexpensive.
Of fun. Exactly. It's a lot of fun. The players are really relaxed. They're very interactive.
Yeah.
The stadiums are a lot smaller, so you have a great seat no matter where you sit. And it's just, I don't know, we just went last week.
Yeah, we went to Diamondbacks and Angels.
What kind of facility was it? Who was at home?
It was Diamondbacks. They share their spring training stadium with the Rockies.
Uh-huh.
So it was there.
Okay. Was it cool?
Yeah, it was really cool. Their gift shop was very expensive. Like very overpriced.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
What is it, like a hat for 30, 35 bucks.
45.
The jerseys are over $120, right?
Yeah, they had t-shirts that were $55.
What is it?
A t-shirt was $55.
No way.
Sweatshirts were like 75 to 100, right?
The one I looked at was 115 for a sweatshirt.
Oh, wow. So that's like a jersey.
Yeah. I looked at a Tigers away jersey, and you could have your name on the back, and it takes like 3 or 4 weeks, but it was, you know, it's $130, $150. Mm-hmm. $150, I think, with your name on the back. But anyway, so Aiden, you've been around. You went to Tiger Stadium. You've been to Comerica Park. You've been to the Angel Stadium out in Anaheim.
Yeah.
You went to spring training in Florida. Spring training. You went to Cactus and Grapefruit League, and you're 11 years old. My God, you got a cool parents.
I think so.
Yeah.
I agree.
So you guys just got back from Arizona. And what other sports do you play? I know you're a big hockey or a goalie, right?
Yeah, I play hockey and baseball, and that's about it. I tried basketball.
How many goals did you allow this year?
I don't know. I didn't keep count.
Oh yeah, hundreds.
That wouldn't boost confidence.
Right. No, I mean, you know, can't do it all yourself. They got to play some defense, right? What else? Do you play baseball?
Yeah, I play baseball.
And baseball, are you going to do that?
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that. Our season starts late April.
Right, like around there, yeah.
Mid to late April.
So coming up in a few weeks, probably.
Yeah.
And what position do you play?
Catcher, I usually play, but I'm going to try some other positions this year.
Catcher and goalie, you like all those pads. You like all this equipment, huh?
I know, he likes to be right in the center of the action.
Nice.
I think I'm going to try shortstop this year, maybe third base.
If you're a catcher, that probably means that you have a good arm, so you could play third base, possibly. And you're a good catcher, so first base, and you're tall. So first base might be good for you, too.
I tried first base last season. It was okay. I like shortstop a lot better.
Yeah, you get a lot of action at shortstop.
Yeah.
But if you start dropping grounders, it could be a long inning.
Yeah, his coach will pull him if he can't keep his feet in front of the ball.
Yeah, my coach is pretty insane.
Oh, is that your, Steve, are you one of the coaches?
Yeah, I coach his team.
No kidding. Does he tell you to put your body in front of the ball?
Yep.
You got to sacrifice and stop the ball, keep it in front of you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Got to keep that ball in front of you. Move your feet, keep it in front.
Yep, because you could get a bad hop, let it bounce off your chest, no big deal. Yeah. Pick it up, huck it over.
That's right. Even if you don't get the out, at least you save a extra base.
Yeah, because that could be a double. That's going to be two bagger.
Yep. His favorite player is Jose Iglesias, so I tell him to watch him.
Nice.
He plays defense. So.
Yeah.
You know what? He was at the Tigers had a rally a couple of winters ago, And when he was coming off that disabled year, he came down. We were broadcasting in the lobby, and he's the one that sat down with us.
That's right. I remember you saying that. Yeah. He seemed like a pretty cool guy.
He was a really cool guy.
Really nice and everything.
Yeah, that was the worst year I've ever seen the Tigers.
He was back from being on the disabled list.
Yeah, he missed like a whole season.
He missed a whole season. He broke his. I think he broke one of his legs in a spring training. Oof.
Yeah, I remember he was gone pretty much the whole year, though.
He broke his leg. I feel like he broke both of them somehow.
I remember that I know he was out for the year, and when I was talking to him, he didn't have a great command of the English language, which no problem. He was born in another country. But I remember that I was like, you know, I'd expect these long answers, or I was hoping anyway. He goes, yes.
Yes.
I was like, oh, God. Now I got to ask another
one. He didn't
want
to get in over his head with the language, huh?
No. He didn't. But it was cool, though. I mean, I was, you know, I'm stunned. Just Major League Baseball players is pretty, you know, I got to say that it's, you know, it's I do love the NFL, but it's baseball and football with me. You know, I love, I was so happy for the Cubs last World Series. Watching that late at night, it was extra innings.
That was an incredible. It
went
to
1:30 in the morning after. Oh, and then a rain delay after the ninth inning.
Yes,
and I watched part of that. I watched like three innings because I had hockey practice and then I had to go to bed.
Of course.
So I watched like three innings. I think like third, fourth, fifth. I watched, and then it was
insane. Bad. Insane. Yeah. You know, but that's why you watch, you know, and that they were down 3-1 or
I can't remember the series.
And then in the
were down and then came back and made an incredible comeback.
On the game 4, I think Eddie Vedder was at Wrigley Field and he did the take it.
I think you're right.
Take it out at the ball game.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah.
And then he from that moment on, the seventh inning stretch, they won. They came from behind and won that game, and then they won 3 straight.
Eddie Vedder's their good luck charm.
Yeah. Yep. It's just so happened that happened. Well, the Tigers are playing the White Sox today, and Verlander's on the hill. They've got, obviously, everybody's throwing their ace on the first day.
Yeah.
And then we'll have tomorrow off, which I never really understood. I mean, they had the whole...
I know, you'd think that they would start getting some games in.
They had the whole year off, and now it finally means something. And we play one game, we need a day off.
Yeah.
And then it should be gangbusters after that, going right into the Boston series, the home opener on Friday.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's looking. Hey, let's take a quick break. My wife made us some breakfast. What has she made? Breakfast pizza?
She made a breakfast pizza.
Yeah.
And so let's go scoff some of that down. It's the opening day special with Aiden and my good buddy Steve. We'll be right back on Omelet Radio.
We're born.
back here on the Omelet Radio Podcast, and we just had some awesome breakfast pizza. What'd you think of the pizza, Aiden?
It was a little dry.
See, I set him up with that one.
I don't know how the wife will feel about that.
No, absolutely.
It was delicious.
I told
it was
him.
Good.
Let's recap a little bit. And in the kitchen, we were talking a little bit about the other teams that you were thinking that were going to be good this year, like the Cleveland Indians, which are in our Central.
Yeah, they're probably going to win it. Our Central.
Why is that? Do they have they were great last year too. I think at one point they beat us 11 games to nothing last season, and then we started winning a couple at the end. But they had our number
big time. We could not hang with them at all throughout a good portion of the season last year.
Verlander has some weird thing where he struggles against them for most for the past few seasons. He struggled against the Indians.
Terry Francona, formerly with the Red Sox, who we won a couple World Series with them. The Cubs are supposed to repeat. That's what everybody says, the baseball experts.
It's hard not to think that. I mean, who did they lose from that team? That was a young team that became good before a lot of people thought that they would, and they're just getting better. I mean, Chris Bryant, Rizzo.
Addison Russell.
Those guys are incredible. I mean.
But they lost their catcher.
Schwarber.
Yeah.
He retired.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Schwarber retired.
Yeah, he's friends with Bill Murray.
Not Schwarber. I'm sorry. Schwarber is back. He was injured a good part of last year.
He's young.
Oh, what's his name? He's on Dancing with the Stars, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, boy.
I can't remember.
He's a friend with
Bill. But he wasn't anything like super good.
I'm blanking on his name. Yeah, Schwarber.
Right. He was more of a clubhouse leader.
Yeah.
You know, like a guy, a veteran.
Yeah,
you know?
He played in the World Series a little bit. And he's one of those guys.
Yeah, he was old. He was getting older.
He was old. Yeah. He was probably 38.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else? I mentioned to you off the air that I thought that I thought it'd be nice. I mean, I'm from Boston, so I hate the Yankees. I just hate them. But I want them to be good. I want it to be a competitive rivalry, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want them to suck. And they've been through a lot, the Yankees, because they used to have a farm system, and we mentioned the players that they used to bring up naturally through the farm system. And then in the 90s, they started getting the big money guys, Giambi, and they bought players from elsewhere, and a lot of the Red Sox came over. But I don't know if Cashman is still calling the shots for them over there.
I believe Brian Cashman is still calling the shots. But
Steinbrenner's son.
And that's the one kind of wrinkle in it that I think has helped them. Not really a wrinkle, but after George Steinbrenner died, it seems like the way Cashman wanted to do it became allowed more in the organization.
Right.
Where Steinbrenner was so involved, and he liked that big flashy signing, get the big name, and they don't seem to do that now. They're really building from within again. And Cashman, he was there when they did it before, so you know he knows how to do that.
Right.
And so I think they're heading in the right direction.
Do the Yankees, didn't they get Aroldis Chapman?
No, they traded him last year, I believe, to the Cubs.
The Cubs lost him this year. I know that for a fact. I don't know where he went. I'm almost positive he left the Cubs, though.
What about in the West, in the AL West? Usually the Rangers do well, and the A's always impress with a very low payroll. They're playing the money ball.
Yeah, the A's, didn't they come in last in their division last year?
I can't remember, to be honest with you. But you're right. I think you're right. But they've done well as of late.
Yeah.
You know, they've always seemed to get into the playoffs with a very low payroll.
They're pretty young. Still.
When a team does it with a low payroll, like the Kansas City Royals, that's impressive.
Yeah. It's very impressive.
They don't have a lot of marquee names, but they're always knocking at the door at the end of the season.
Yeah, I believe in the West, the Rangers are going to be the class of that division. I think the Mariners are going to surprise people too.
Nice. That'd be good to see them.
The Mariners have some.
Who else is in the West?
You have the Angels, who have. They are not very good.
No,
their pitching is not good.
They have Trout, and that's about it.
You have Trout, and it falls off quickly after Trout.
It's Angels, Seattle, Texas, and Oakland.
So Texas has been. And I think it'll be Texas and Seattle will be the two teams battling.
I think Seattle will probably end up winning it.
And once again, us and the the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals are always tough.
And then the, White Sox. Yeah. Those teams are like, the White Sox lost Chris Sale, and then that did not help at all.
Wow.
They've been struggling at shortstop for the past couple years. They had Alexei Ramirez, who was okay. He was good in the field. He wasn't a very good batter. But now they're trying to bring up like younger shortstops.
And years ago, they had the coach, Guillen, Ozzie Guillen.
Ozzie Guillen, yeah.
He was crazy.
Oh, we missed a team in the West. That's Houston Astros.
Oh, right, right.
Oh, yeah. About that.
They came over from the National League recently, right?
I still can't get used to them being in the American League. So they're in the West, so that's going to be a tough division, actually.
Well,
they had the rainbow uniform with J.R. Richard, Nolan Ryan. That was a while ago.
That was a while ago, before Aiden's time.
They used to play in the Astrodome, not Minute Maid Park. And what about the National League? I know very little about the National League. I'm hoping that the Dodgers show up again. I like the Dodgers, and they were in the playoffs. They got beat by the Cubs.
Yeah, everybody did.
I get sick of St. Louis Cardinals being in it every year. They get boring. And the Atlanta Braves are always a contender. The Pirates have been good.
That's been a tough division because you have the Pirates, Cardinals, and Cubs have all been really good. There was a couple.
If McCutcheon shows up this season, the Pirates won't.
Yeah, the Pirates have some talent.
They have Marte. They have McCutcheon. Yep.
Well, look at this. Look at this guy.
I'm forgetting about one guy.
Naming players off every team over there. And what else in the National League?
The Nationals.
Well, you know, it's just going to be the Cubs. It's going to be all the Cubs all of the time.
Well,
and I'm happy for them. That town, you know, I know the White Sox probably won in the 90s or something, but, you know, they're Wrigley Field, 1908. I'll watch that flag raising or the giving out the rings or the place.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be able to spend the whole year as the defending world champions. And
it's hard not to pick them to win the National League again.
And what's going to happen with the All-Star game this year? It's not going to mean who gets home field advantage in the World Series, right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
They're getting rid of it this
year. It's like, it's just going to be for fun, like meaningless.
I don't know, but I think there's changes along those lines this year. But we got to look into that.
I think that's a good move. You should not have home field in the World Series, which is a big deal in baseball.
Yep.
Come from an exhibition game. That's
the
crazy.
Cubs.
How
the
are
Cubs
they going to
would have won in Game 7 in Wrigley? That would have been
heavenly. So how are they going to do home field advantage?
I don't know.
Okay.
They used to do it. Whoever had the best record,
okay,
you know, got home field advantage.
Which, why shouldn't it? I mean, if you're the better team, you get home
right.
field.
That's why you work hard.
That's the way the NHL, the NBA, all of the other ones work is...
Even when you're winning and you clinch a spot, you still want to work hard and get your record up.
NFL does a neutral.
It's a neutral site every year for the Super Bowl. But in the rounds,
unless it
to that,
happens that one of the teams that is from that stadium,
that's true.
Like,
which,
you know,
I can't believe it doesn't happen more often.
Right. I think that did Arizona play in their own?
I don't.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago they did.
No. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I think 2 years ago.
I can't say for sure, but it's very rare.
Come on, Aiden. You don't have that information. What's wrong with you?
I'm not a huge football fan.
I got you. Oh, really? And what about the Red Wings? They're done, right?
Yeah, they're done. They were done pretty early.
First time in 25, 26 years they didn't make the playoffs?
25 years.
Yeah, 25.
And last year in the Joe Louis Arena, so what a shame.
Yeah.
They're going to go to Little Caesars something or other.
Yeah, it's, you know, Little Caesars, and they're
Joe
sharing
Louis
with
Arena
the Pistons.
Seemed new to me. It seemed like a modern facility. Nothing wrong with that place.
It's pretty dirty.
When was the last time you were there?
I don't know, 5 years ago.
Ooh, it fell downhill quickly.
Oh, really?
We went there.
Yeah, last
five,
year.
Maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago.
We went there last year, and it was bad.
Maybe they just stopped trying because they knew it was going to go away.
I think that
but
was.
But I can't believe these buildings are so disposable now.
I know. That is incredible how disposable it is. But, I mean, the history in that place with all the championships.
Yeah.
But we went there. It was bad.
The Pistons are going to share with the Red Wings at Little Caesars. And the Palace is great. I love
Palace. I went there for a concert a few years
ago. It's really modern. It's great. Yeah, we went there last year.
Strictly going to be used for concerts, and so the Palace will still be
there. So they're
going
to keep it going?
Oh, yeah, the Palace will keep going because it's such a big concert venue, so they're going to keep that.
It's awesome. Like
plus, the Pistons can't even fill a quarter of it
exactly.
And, and Atlanta, the Atlanta Falcons are getting a new stadium, and I thought that was a new stadium that they're playing in.
I don't even understand it. It's everybody wants a new stadium.
You know, that's true.
The Raiders are moving because they couldn't get a new stadium.
That's why
The Chargers move because they can't get a new stadium.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that the Raiders are going to Las Vegas, and
Las Vegas is also adding a NHL team.
Right, and that's this
Golden
year,
Knights.
Right?
Yeah.
The Vegas...
Golden Knights.
Golden Knights. Yep, and then in a couple of years, it'll be the Vegas Raiders, or they'll change the name or something.
It's
too bad. I feel bad for the people in Oakland.
So do I. That's a franchise that just feels like it belongs in Oakland.
You know, they used to be in Los Angeles, and I thought that was just a few years ago. That was 22 years ago.
I know. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Aren't the Chargers going to L.A.?
Yeah, this year. Yes.
So L.A. is going to have two.
And they used to, and not too long ago, they didn't have any.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
2 years ago. Two.
Yeah, the last year was the Rams' first year in Los Angeles.
So 2 years ago, they had zero, and now they, and then next year they'll have two.
Do you know the Tennessee Titans used to be the Houston Oilers?
No.
Houston Oilers. They used to have they had a oil machine, oil rig on their, on the side of the helmet.
Yeah. Didn't?
And the Colts used to be in Baltimore. Baltimore Colts.
Really?
Way back in the day.
Didn't the Nationals used to be in Montreal?
Yes. Yep.
I forgot. And the Nationals
used to be the
Expos, yeah.
And the Nationals, the Washington had a team way back when in the 50s, and it was the Senators. The Senators, the Washington Senators. Anyway, that's a long time ago. That was even before our time.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a great opening day special. Just talking about sports. Aiden, who did a great job. And Steve, thanks for coming over on a Sunday, but it's really Monday. We're saying it's Monday. And go Tigers, man. Verlander on the hill. It's a 4:10 start today, if you're listening to this early in the day. And then we got tomorrow off, and then two more in Chicago, White Sox. And we should be able to pull off all three. And then we've got the Red Sox, who are really good this year. So
yeah,
it'd be nice to start the season with some division wins like that. I know 162 games, it's a long season, but anytime you can win division games, let's hope that the pitching comes ready. And we should be able to beat the White Sox.
Run support. Hopefully we'll have good middle relief. We've got, who's
Sanchez.
The guy? Martinez, Federer. What's their closer's name? Frederick.
Francisco Rodriguez,
right.
Yeah.
He's a bum. Anyway, all right, let's go Tigers, man, and let's see what happens. And I'll see you in a couple days on a brand new podcast. Once again, I want to thank World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City for being my sponsor. You can get in touch with Jeff or Bob over there. Here's the number again, 231-943-9945. And, of course, if you shop online, go to Amazon through my website. Just go to omeletradio.com first, click the banner on the right-hand side, and I get a kickback of the dollar amount that you spend, and it doesn't cost you anymore. You just help the podcast. All right, you guys, we'll talk to you in a couple of few days.
Take it out at the ball game. Show it off to the crowd. Pull out your peanut and show your crack. I don't care if you don't put it back. Grab your root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, who gives a f***? 'Cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes. They suck at the old ball game. Cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, they suck at the old